Thank you and good morning. Eureka police responded to an auto parts store in the 1600 block of Broadway at about 8:30 last night on a report of a stolen car, a car that had been taken with two kids sitting in the back seat. When officers reached the scene, they spoke with the dad, who said he had left his 7-year-old daughter and 3-year-old son in the running car before he went into the store. An unidentified suspect then got into the driver's seat and stole the vehicle and fled in an unknown direction. Eureka police immediately issued a local be on the lookout alert, and an Amber Alert was issued as well. Family members, along with police, then began to search for the white Nissan sedan, and it was located about an hour later near West Harris Street. The children were unharmed, and the suspect fled on foot. The incident remains under investigation. On Friday, the Arcata Fire Department reported that a brazen thief had backed his Chevy Suburban into the driveway of the downtown fire station in Arcata, hitched up the department's generator, and driven off with the stolen piece of equipment. Arcata police immediately began an investigation, and by Friday afternoon, surveillance video from a local camera and stills from camera footage had been released to the public. On Saturday afternoon, Arcata Fire received a call from a man who said that the department could find and recover the generator at a specific site in the city, and firefighters did recover the generator at that spot. The investigation into the identity of the thief is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Fortuna police are asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect who robbed a gas station on South Fortuna Boulevard on Friday night. Police responded to the scene after receiving a call that the suspect, wearing a black mask, sunglasses, and gloves, had brandished a black semi-automatic handgun and demanded money. The clerk turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect fled the scene on foot and remains at large. Fortuna police have released footage of the suspect in the hope someone in the community can help make an identification. That investigation is ongoing as well. The National Weather Service has issued a flood advisory along with a high surf advisory as more rain falls on the region. Heavy rain fell over the weekend, and Garberville received more than 2 inches in a 24-hour period from Saturday into Sunday. Eureka has seen more than 2 inches of rain since last Thursday. Localized flooding remains a concern, although local rivers have receded below monitor stage. High winds caused power outages across the county over the weekend as well, although the PG&E power outage map is clear this morning, except for small outages near Garberville. Congressman Jared Huffman is seeking Korean War veterans who live in Humboldt County so that they can receive the Korean Ambassador for Peace Medal that's been issued to veterans who have returned to visit Korea and that is now expanded to those who can no longer travel. The medal is a special memento for the men and women who fought in the Korean War, and it's awarded by the Republic of Korea. It is available to all service members, including Navy personnel, who served in the Korean War from 1950 through 1953. The medal can also be issued posthumously to the families of veterans, and for more information, contact Congressman Huffman's Eureka office by Friday, March 18th. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The creep toward legalized marijuana took a pretty big step when the medical marijuana package of bills was signed into law. Supporters of legalized marijuana for personal use, not just for medicinal purposes, are hoping that a ballot initiative will be approved by voters in November. District Attorney Maggie Fleming said that she can foresee a lessening of the crime associated with a black market as legalization brings marijuana cultivation into normal business practices.
The hope is that with the change in how marijuana is addressed and sort of moving more towards the business plan, that it would eliminate the criminal problems that have unfortunately been associated with it. I do think it will, with time, reduce criminal element that we see specifically coming to Humboldt County for that.
The fees and a proposed excise tax for permitting will be used to fund regulatory efforts for cultivators and distributors. And despite fears from some those fees may be too high, Fleming said the money will be needed.
The flip side is we have to have sufficient funds to support the regulators, those who are going to go out for the permits and check, but also then for the process of making sure that any cleanup that's needed related to environmental damage, that can be done, because that's just that is literally the cost that, you know, Humboldt County has had to bear, and we have to make sure that that's covered.
The county has begun issuing medical marijuana cultivation permits as the march to full legalization continues. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.